Hey there, Sports History fans. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network to share with you an awesome announcement. Now dig on this. Four of our amazing podcasts have clinched spots in the final round of the Sports Podcast Awards, and we need your support to take home the trophy. First up, we've got Basketball History 101, Driving the Lane in the Best Basketball category. Then on deck, we've got Orville Mulligan, Sports Writer. He's cracking up the competition in the Best Sports Comedy category. Marty's Illegal Stick is dominating the ice next in the Best Hockey category. And last but not least, we have Wrestling with Heels on powerbombing its way to victory in the Best Wrestling category. Now, again, we're counting on you to cast your vote and help out these incredible podcasters secure their well-deserved recognition. It's super easy. All you gotta do is head over to the dedicated landing page. That's at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/vote. Now, let's take another look at Sports Yesteryear with this episode brought to you by, of course, the Sports History Network.
We are into the NFL offseason, but we have some great football history for you as we're going to talk a little bit about some early AFL and NFL agreements, as well as a couple of franchise city moves on this February 9th football history headlines. And we're going to also look at the number zero for jersey numbers, all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends, and welcome to the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. I'm Darren Hayes, your host, and I'm also with the pigskindispatch.com. Welcome to the Pig Pen as we are going to go through your football history headlines and start off on our numbers journey of jersey numbers with the number zero coming up in just a moment. First of all, let's get your football history headlines for this February 9th. February 9th, 1960, AFL and NFL agreed verbally to a no-tampering pact. According to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website, the verbal pact between the then-rival professional football leagues pertained to player contracts. It might just be the first thing that these two organizations did agree upon in the early 1960s. February 9th, 1960, that same day, Eddie Erdlatz was appointed as the first head coach of the Raiders. Eddie stayed with the sideline for two seasons in Oakland, but they parted ways in late 1961 after his teams recorded a dismal 8-20 record in the early AFL. February 9, 1996, the Baltimore Ravens franchise is officially announced by the league office. The Ravens were the franchise that formerly called themselves the Cleveland Browns. On February 8, 1996, Art Modell, the owner of the franchise, learned that the Browns' nickname belonged to the city of Cleveland, and he would have to leave with his franchise and come up with another nickname in Baltimore. February 9th, 2002, Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. At the NFL Pro Bowl for the 2001 season, the AFC streaked past the NFC 38-20. Oakland Raiders quarterback Rich Gannon won the game's MVP award. February 9th, 2006, the legendary play-by-play man Al Michaels joins NBC's Sunday Night Football broadcast with John Madden in the booth. Al had formerly worked with ABC Sports for the better part of three decades. Michaels was a breadth of experience in covering NFL games prior to this move, as had been a mainstay for almost 20 seasons as part of ABC's Monday Night Football. At the time of this writing in 2021, Michaels had just completed his 15th season as the voice of Sunday Night Football. Now I'd like to tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast, and it's a movie set that you could own, and it's a great movie. It stars Gerard Butler, Marina Baccarin, and Scott Glenn as they star in a Rotten Tomatoes certified fresh, pulse-pounding disaster thriller, the movie Greenland. When a planet-killing comet races towards Earth, a father and his family make a perilous journey to their only hope for sanctuary, while encountering the best and worst in humanity as a countdown to global apocalypse approaches zero. own Greenland Today on digital Blu-ray and DVD, which includes deleted scenes, featured commentary with director Rick Romanois, and much more. So make sure you get a chance to look at that for Greenland Today. We're also going to be having some giveaways on the Sports History Network and some upcoming contests. So make sure you check out Greenland. Great movie. Now let's talk about your Hall of Fame birthdays for this February 9th. And we'll start off in 1950 in San Angelo, Texas. The awesome offensive tackle from the Angelo State Rams, Rod Kasen, was born. The Football Foundation says that Rod was a three-time NAIA All-American selection and assisted the Rams to three winning seasons and in 1971 a berth in the NAIA semifinal playoffs. Rod Kasen was honored with induction to the College Football Hall of Fame in 2002 after the National Football Foundation tallied their votes. He made it into the NFL and played for the New England Patriots franchise. February 9, 1952, Mesa, Arizona. The legendary quarterback from Arizona State University, Danny White, celebrated the day of his birth. White guided the Sun Devils to an outstanding record of 32-4 during his time at the helm of the ASU offense and helped his team to win three straight Fiesta Bowl wins in the early 1970s. The NFF tells of how White led the nation in pass efficiency and was named an All-America in 1973. Danny held Arizona State records for the most yards gained by passing in a career with 6,717 and the most touchdown passes with 64. At probably his pinnacle of his collegiate game was a game against New Mexico in 1971 when he threw six touchdown passes. The National Football Foundation selected Danny White for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1998. When Danny left college, he joined the Memphis Southmen, sometimes remembered as the Memphis Grizzlies of the World Football League. And when the WFL folded 2 years later, Danny was picked up by the Dallas Cowboys of the NFL and was a longtime quarterback and punter for the franchise. February 9, 1957, Dan Ross, the former tight end from Northeastern University of Boston, was born. Dan Ross received the great honor of being selected for inclusion into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2004. Now, as we promised, we're going to start off with our first jersey number in this series, going all the way from 0 to 99, and zeros is a logical place to start. But there's a couple ground rules, so there's not a lot of zeros, because in the NFL, the number standardization rule of 1973 eliminated both zero and double zero from being legal numbers to be used. But prior to 1973, we had some great zero players, and anybody that wore the number zero that was still playing in 1973 was grandfathered in. So the first one we have to talk about is double zeros. It was Jim Otto. Jim was with the Oakland Raiders from 1960 through 1974, so he had quite a span of AFL and NFL experience. His career accolades was he was a Pro Football Hall of Famer, a 10-time All-Pro, and his jersey number was grandfathered for the balance of his career since he started wearing it in 1960. He was an original Raider, and none of the three players to play all of the team's games in the 10-year history of the American Football League. Otto was considered to be one of the greatest centers ever to play the game. The only other double zero of significance that I could find was the New Orleans Saints and Houston Oilers' Ken Burrow. He was a wide receiver that played in the league from 1970 through 1981, and his jersey number double zero was grandfathered for the balance of his career since he started wearing it in 1970. The rule came out in 1973. Ken Burrow was a great player, a very interesting player, and if you can ever watch some old clips of him, you can see his talent that was on the football field. But Ken Burrow wore the double zeros. The only other person that wore zero or double zero that I could find, and again, if we miss something, please email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we'll catch it up on a future episode. We'll clean up some of the folks we may have missed, because we want to make sure we honor all the significant players that played. Well, we had a zero, George Plimpton, who wore it in the preseason with the Lions 1 year, the Detroit Lions. So that's what it is. Now, for the zeros for the college jersey, actually, this past season, 2021, was the first season that the zeros or double zeros were allowed in the college football game. So we don't have a whole lot of information on folks that wore them, but there were some players this past season that did wear zero and double zero, and we congratulate them on that, because they are the first in the NCAA to be wearing those numbers. And That's short and sweet for zeros, but not a lot of players were allowed to wear them, and there hasn't been a lot of history of them wearing them, and some, like the NFL, have ended that history abruptly in the early 70s. So make sure we're going to try to do this regularly through the season, probably about 3 to 4 times a week. We're going to talk about the jersey numbers, and coming up in our next edition, we're going to do it on the February 10th edition release. We are going to talk to Larry Schmidt from the Gridiron Uniform Database. We talked to Bill Schaefer last episode, but Larry is going to get us into some great detail on jersey number one. We're going to have a great discussion, and it's a lot of fun, and you are going to really learn some things from Larry Schmidt, and I'm excited to present them to you on tomorrow's podcast. So once again, we appreciate you joining us on this podcast. Make sure that you know as soon as our next episode is released by hitting that subscribe button. Maybe give us a rating in your favorite podcast provider so that we can go up in the rankings there. We really appreciate that. And you can also join us by going to pigskindispatch.com/podcast. You can see all of our podcasts I've ever made all in one place if you want to do some binge listening. You can do that same thing by going to the sportshistorynetwork.com and check out our podcast as well as the other 16 podcasts that are currently on the Sports History Network. And Arnie Chapman is growing that Sports History Network on a day-to-day basis. And if you're interested in running your own podcast on sports history, please contact Arnie. There's some great information there on the sportshistorynetwork.com. And make sure you check out our flagship station, pigskindispatch.com, where we have our website, where we have some great blog details in that powerful search box that goes all over the Sports History Network and scours up that gridironed nostalgia for you. So until tomorrow, folks, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Arnie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.